This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I remember when I lost my mind.
We are now into the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex. I host the InfoWars War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. weekdays at Bandout Video. And it is the last Friday of the month, so today is our Veterans Call-In Show. We have amazing veteran guests. We take calls from veterans for 3 hours during the War Room on the last Friday of the month. So if you are a veteran and you're not aware of this, or if you don't know about the War Room, please tune in today. It's always great to hear from the veterans. I want to go back to the violence, the Democrat terrorism on the streets of D.C. last night. And it's just the craziest stuff because, look, there's black people out there who get all this propaganda from the media and do really feel victimized because this is the stigma, this is the propaganda, this is the conditioning they're taught to. But they really don't know much about it, and they still can think for themselves. And then they see all these crazy white women running around harassing people, and they're like, wait a second, what's going on here? And you can see it in some of these clips. Specifically, there's this one white girl who's literally, I mean, you got to wonder. I'm serious. These people need to be drug tested. We need to find out what drugs these people are on so we can warn about the side effects of whatever it is, because this is not normal human behavior. So let's go back to some of this Democrat terrorism on the streets of D.C. last night after the RNC, which was enabled by the Democrat mayor, Muriel Bowser. Here in clip four is just, again, that the RNC was such a smashing success, which, I'm sitting at the end of this watching this unbelievable fireworks show. The Washington Monument, the love, the courage, just all of it, the message of positivity. And I'm sitting there thinking, after all the emotions that I went through in that 70-minute speech from President Trump, I'm sitting there thinking, how can anybody hate this? How could anybody not like this? How could anybody see this and get mad? How could anybody see this and not get inspired? How could anybody be watching this and not feel like they're part of the team or they could be part of the team? And it just shows you the entrenched brainwashing and the commitment to the evil, the commitment to darkness, the commitment to ignorance, the commitment to hate, the commitment to Satan. And you'll get what you commit to. Believe that. And again, it just shows, like, Republicans and Trump specifically, because it's really not the Republicans, folks. This is the Trump party. I mean, let's be clear. Republicans are still mostly, the party is still pretty much a joke. But the Trump family and Trump himself, they're real patriots. They're the real deal. They really love America. They really love putting on a good show. They really like having the most high-end hotels. They really like having the most high-end skyrises and the best skyscrapers. And so you can see Trump or Don Jr., or whoever was, like, you know, we want the biggest fireworks. We want the best fireworks. You know, we're going to have the best. It's going to be the best RNC. And they did it. Because that's what they want. They want the best. They want you to have the best. And the Democrats want you to live in squalor. So, again, here it is. Let's go to clip four, just more of the Democrat terrorism on the streets after the RNC. They're going after police. They're trying to fight police, attacking police. And by the way, you can see, like, some people who are probably out there for Black Lives Matter just like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, hey, I want to protest for Black Lives, but, you know, I'm not a terrorist. What is going on? I'm telling you, you see, and this is why 2020 is so important. If Democrats start losing offices, the police are going to be unchained. And let me tell you, these Democrat riot mobs, these Democrat terror squads, they're going to get their asses kicked. And we better release nonviolent criminals from jail because we're going to need to fill them up with these violent criminals. Open up the mental institutions or send them to jail. This is out of control. These are terrorists. These are domestic terrorists. They need to know what they've signed on to. Right now, they think it's all fun and games. Oh, this is part of America. I'm a Democrat. Oh, I'm for Biden. I'm fighting Nazis. That's all bullcrap. You want to find out the game you're playing, you're going to find out. But see, this is why the Democrats are so desperate to stay in power, because it's the only way they can allow their terror squads to continue to operate on the streets. You get these Democrats out of office, mayors, DAs, all this stuff, and start having conservative patriots in there, Trump supporters, it's game over. All you are going to jail. And you'll wake up real quick and realize, I didn't sign up to be a domestic terrorist.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. And I'm talking about the 8-pack power stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time. You get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-pack power stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-pack power stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-pack power stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
Continue to show you the Democrat terrorism that was on the streets last night after the RNC, enabled by D.C. Mayor Democrat Muriel Bowser, promoted by the mainstream media, and justified by Democrats like Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters. These are the enemies of America. It's time to start treating them as such. Brandon Strock of the Walk Away movement, who happens to be gay. Again, Republicans don't care about that anymore. Maybe 10 or 12 years ago, a Republican may have raised a fuss about that. Not anymore, because we're all just trying to save America at this point. And the left that claims to love black people or gay people or women, and notice how they always attack black people and gay people and women. You notice that? It's funny, isn't it? And so here's Brandon Strock last night after the RNC. And he gets attacked, and he was saying on Twitter he's never experienced attacks like this, not just the physicality, but the insults that were hurled in his direction. I'm sorry, what's that? Okay, what's the problem, guys? It's all right. Just click five. Are we good? Okay, so here it is, Brandon Strock having insults hurled at him and physically being attacked after the RNC.
Oh, really?
That's fine.
He and his friend.
Literally walking down the sidewalk.
He's a Trump supporter. I can kill you now. He's a Nazi.
For the record, we were walking down the street minding our own business, and you just physically assaulted.
Then they start saying, oh, did you call me this? And it's like, no.
You get away from me.
Here it is again, and then they physically assault him. That's why the camera goes black. These people are out of control, man. I mean, let me tell you, at a certain point, because here's the thing. The only thing the police are doing at this point is protecting these rioters. Now, believe me, the left is so short-sighted and their IQ is so low, they don't understand what I'm about to say. The only thing the police are doing at this point is protecting you. And you're going to find that out real quick if you actually defund the police. So be careful what you ask for, because eventually Republicans are going to catch on and they're going to say, yeah, let's defund the police too. I'm sick of somebody holding me back from beating your ass. So be careful what you wish for. I have a feeling they might get it. Let's move on. Here's another instance outside the RNC again. Just a couple walking out of the RNC, and look at how they get treated by the Democrat terror squads.
Question. My children.
Sir, you just came back from the president's RNC speech.
Ah!
Jewish people, Chinese people, anything. They don't care. They've been hyped up by the media to only say that black people deal with anything in this country. And so then they feel justified in their rage and their violence because they live in this delusion land. And it's not even black people. It's white people. Look at this. Again, this woman, let me tell you something. If you defund the police, let me tell you something right now. This man with his wife, he is going to knock that woman out cold, and he's not going to feel an ounce of remorse, and he's going to have nothing holding him back because there's no police. All right, hey, guys, you know what? I'm sorry. This is the craziest part. Look, this woman's clearly mentally deranged. Put her on a funny farm. Rewind it 15 seconds because she's about to get hopped up here. Now, you tell me. Meth? Crack? Cocaine? Alcohol? What is this woman on? Here, roll the clip. Didn't touch her. Now she starts dancing and cursing. Got a mask on her face. Don't they get it? The only thing stopping conservatives and Republicans from beating these people's ass in the street is A, their moral compass, they're good people, but B, because they don't want to go to jail and deal with an assault charge or get arrested by police. Boy, oh boy, let me tell you, you get rid of that part too, and they know that there's no law enforcement to arrest them if they're stomping your bloody skull into the concrete after you assault their wife. The moral compass is going to go real quick, folks. Because it doesn't take much of a moral compass to deal with terrorists like this. You realize you're on the side of good. Again, screaming about black people, this white woman, this clearly drugged out, delusional white woman. Guys, skip clip 7 because that was the same one as clip 6. Now let's go, guys. Is clip 11 the same Rand Paul clip that we ran earlier? Okay, let's just go again. Here's because they're saying that this didn't happen. Roll clip 11. Just another view of Rand Paul and his wife trying to peacefully get back to the hotel, and the Democrat terror squads threatening them, harassing them, shoving police. And then Politico publishes a story today saying none of it even happened. This is not a Joe Biden rally, folks, but it is. Here's one thing you can guarantee. Trump supporters aren't rioting. Trump supporters aren't committing acts of violence and destruction. There they are yelling at police, yelling at Rand Paul. By the way, they keep saying, Breonna Taylor, Breonna Taylor. Rand Paul is the one that signed the Justice for Breonna Taylor Act. Rand Paul is the one who signed bills to stop the militarization of police. Rand Paul is the last person they should be going after. But they don't know. They're uninformed. They're ignorant. They're brainwashed masses. But this didn't happen according to the Politico. This didn't happen according to the Democrats. This isn't violent. This is a peaceful protest. All right, guys, let's move on now to clip 12. Again, people leaving the RNC. Joe Biden supporters find them and spit on them. Trying to enter their hotel. Biden voters come up. Democrat voters come up and spit on them. They all should have been arrested. That's assault. You could have given them COVID. How about that? You say it's a bioweapon for COVID. If your body's a bioweapon for COVID. Well, they just spit on people. Should they be tried with bioterrorism? Guys, what is clip 18? Yeah, but is it more violent video? Okay, so this will be it, guys, for our violent videos, and then we'll come back and we'll show the Democrats that are supporting all of it and lying about all of it. But here you go. Again, an elderly couple leaves the RNC, and look at how they're harassed by Democrat terrorists in the streets. You know, sometimes, and I don't enjoy this part of my job here, because we have to tell the truths that nobody else will tell, and we get attacked for it. And it's not that we're promoting this, because believe me, I don't want to see any violence. But let me tell you, folks, the winds of change are coming. And if these Democrat terror squads don't...
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
on a train bound for nowhere. I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired.
Now what you're seeing there, guys, just roll the B-roll. I don't know where this was, but it's an older black lady, looks to be maybe in her 70s or even older. And you can see this woman ain't taking no crap. And she's proudly shouting Donald Trump, waving her Trump flag. She gets it. Oh, she gets it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's what I'm going to do. When we come back in the next segment, or maybe we'll have to do this in the last segment of this hour, I'm going to show you where the Democrat Party is really at. They're losing bigly. Democrat voters are going to vote Trump like you've never seen before. Even conservatives like Glenn Beck and others who were never Trumpers have now turned the corner and they've admitted, like, hey, you know what? I was wrong in 2016. I apologize. Trump is the real deal. Some others that were never Trumpers like Charlie Kirk have never apologized, but that's neither here nor there. But let's look at some of the Democrats. Of course, you've heard and seen Maxine Waters calling and supporting the Democrat terrorism. You've seen and heard Nancy Pelosi doing the same thing. Here's more of it that just happened last night. Here's Ayanna Pressley literally calling for Democrat terrorism in the streets.
I'm looking to the public. You know, this is as much about public outcry and organizing and mobilizing and applying pressure so that this GOP-led Senate and that these governors that continue to carry water for this administration, putting the American people in harm's way, turning a deaf ear to the needs of our families and our communities, hold them accountable.
Well,
make the phone call, send the email, show up. You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives. And unfortunately, there's plenty to go around.
So they cause unrest in the lives, they cause unrest in the streets, and then they blame it all on Trump. It's like the same thing I have over here where it's the Washington Post, it's CNN, it's other publications, where they just say, oh, if you're a woman, you're a victim of a Republican. If you're black, you're a victim of a Republican. If you're anything, you're a victim of a Republican. But then you do the research, and it's all Democrat policies. For example, Washington Post today. Katrina battered black New Orleans. Then the recovery did it again. Well, who was in charge of that? Who was running New Orleans at the time? Democrat mayor. Democrat city council. It's Democrats, but they just blame Republicans, blame white people. CNN. Women are losing the work-from-home battle for space. And it's all about, oh, because of COVID, everybody has to work from home, and women can't work from home like men work from home, and so it's all Trump's fault because of COVID. No, you're the ones that shut down the businesses for COVID. Texas Tribune. Special education students lose crucial help when the pandemic hit. Texas schools are still struggling to restore it. Who runs Austin? Democrat Mayor Adler. Democrat city council. It's all Democrat policies. If Republicans were in charge of everything, everything would be open. You wouldn't be complaining about this crap. And it doesn't even matter. They cause all the problems. They complain about all the problems they caused, and then they project it onto their opposition. Here in clip 10, folks, I don't know. What do you say about Ayanna Pressley, Joy Reid, and these Democrats? I've seen ham sandwiches that have a higher IQ. Here's Joy Reid saying that she watched Fidel Castro speak last night.
Just say it, Joy. It's on Rachel Maddow and Nicole. All I have to say is, as I'm watching this, I'm thinking, you know, Fidel Castro, Julius Caesar, Mobutu Sese Seko. That was not an American
all
president
counties.
Giving an acceptance speech. That was a monarch. It was very much like what Castro used to do, an hour and 10 minutes that clocked in of just, you know, it wasn't a usual Trump speech with his ad libs and sort of the humor kind of thrown into it. It was, he said, the fact is I'm here and they're not. He made the White House into the Trump palace. If democracy
no,
in America
says, you don't
falls,
own us, you don't own the White House.
Autocracy.
They miss
with a
everything.
Decrepit leader and his corrupt family moving their trunks into the White House and never leave.
I mean, what a joke. What a joke. What do you do with these scumbags? What do you do with these lowlifes? What do you do with these nitwits? And again, if Trump was this oppressor or authoritarian or monarch that they claim he is, Joy Reid, you'd be off television and in jail. Ayanna Pressley, you'd be out of Congress and in jail. All these Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, they'd all be dead. Well, Trump would just say, yeah, just go out and murder them. Just go out and kill them all. Notice how none of that happens. These people don't live in reality. These people are a threat to our freedom. They're a threat to our country. They're a threat to everything we hold dear. They're just a threat. Period. Yeah, and by the way, the feds are moving on some of these people. 74 people facing federal charges for crimes committed during Portland demonstrations. This needs to be thousands of arrests. But see, the Democrat mayors of Portland and Seattle and other places refuse the federal government's help. You heard Trump last night say we could round them all up in an hour. Folks, they've already run their intelligence operations. They've already pinned and flagged all the Antifa terrorists, Black Lives Matter terrorists. They have their phone conversations. They have their texts. They have their geolocation. They have all of it. They could round up and arrest thousands of people overnight. And this would come to an end. But the Democrat mayors won't do it. And because Trump is not an authoritarian, he says, okay, well, this is the law. You don't want our help. You want terrorists to run your streets? Okay. And that's that. But I have a feeling someday soon there's going to be a reversal on this, and I don't know how it's going to go, but this just can't continue, folks. It's going to reach a crescendo, and no matter which way the cookie crumbles, it's not going to be good for the Democrats. Even if they get their violent terrorists to continue to burn things and kill people and loot and rob, It's only going to hurt their political movement. And they're realizing it now, so they don't know what to do. Now, real quick, let me just slide this one in there, too, because professional sports have now decided they're boycotting and not playing because of Black Lives Matter. And now their ratings are hitting, like, zero. I mean, it's bad. Not even a million people are watching a sporting event now. And so now they're saying, well, okay, maybe we'll play again because they're bottoming out their ratings. Here's a woman who I don't know what her political background is, but she's calling out the fraud of the NBA boycott.
The news isn't covering this right now, but there are currently concentration camps in China. Starting early 2017, the Chinese government began cracking down on Uyghur Muslims and other minority groups in East Turkestan, locating them to re-education camps that are actually just concentration camps. Families have been torn apart, women have been subject to forced marriages, gang rape, forced sterilization, and so many other forms of torture. In the camps, Uyghur Muslims are forced to renounce their identity, banned from praying, fasting, reading the Quran, or even abstaining from alcohol could get you punished. Various forms of torture take place in the camps, such as waterboarding, organ harvesting, electrocution, and so much more that I haven't even mentioned. Once the world started finding out about these atrocities, the Chinese government relocated these people into labor camps, where they are forced to work under inhumane conditions for some of the brands that I've listed here.
So the NBA is pro-slavery, ladies and gentlemen. How do you like that? The NBA is pro-slavery. Good job, NBA.
Constantly, whether it's New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true. This was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Liberalism, leftism is a cancer on anybody that wants to be free, independent, informed. Liberalism and leftism is the most intolerant political belief system in the world today, and it's destroying everything. And anything it comes in touch with, we better get rid of this cancer now before it kills all of us. Before I get into some of this news, and then in the last segment, I'm going to show you how bad it is right now for the Democrats, folks, which, hey, it's great news that the RNC was a smashing success. It's great news that Trump is polling higher than ever. It's great news people are leaving the Democrat Party like never before to vote Trump. The bad news is that just means the Democrats and the media got something else up their sleeve. And if you think the George Floyd situation was bad or the Jacob Blake situation was bad or a black guy committing suicide and then blaming police and white people in Minnesota was bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. They got a bunch of pedophiles blackmailed. They got a bunch of sexual offenders blackmailed, and they are going to send them out into the streets to commit violence like you've never imagined. So, it's like chemotherapy. You hope it's going to kill the cancer, but it may kill you in the process. And so that's where we're at. But before I get into all of that, ladies and gentlemen, the Everyday Essentials sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Final night on the Everyday Essentials sale at InfoWarsStore.com. That includes 60% off the 8-pack power stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. the heart and body combo, Extendawise and VasoBeat, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 33% off. Prostaguard, 33% off. Krill Oil is selling out fast, and that has a discount as well. Alexa Pure Breeze, $50 off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. These specials are coming to an end tonight. If you order these, one of these specials, you get free shipping. But this special comes to an end tonight at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Now, CNN has to be the most untrustworthy, bold-faced, lying name in news. A perfect example would be Jim Acosta and Jake Tapper and the rest of the commie clown crew at CNN complaining last night about Trump's audience. No masks, no social distancing, live audience. Oh my gosh, the COVID! Well, don't you want Trump supporters dead anyway? So you should be celebrating. No, they know the whole thing's a farce. And it's all about controlling you and telling you what to do and bossing you around and shutting down your business and shutting down the economy. And so that was their big story last night. But hey, remember, they said all the Florida spring breakers would die. Nobody died. They said all the people on the Lake of the Ozarks would die. Nobody died. They said all the people at the Sturgis Biker Bar concert series would die. Nobody died. They said all the people that showed up to the InfoWars rallies to fight back against this medical tyranny would die. Nobody died. Nobody got sick. It's all fake, ladies and gentlemen. It's all fake. But that doesn't stop them from making a big scene about it. But then today, you had the March on Washington. Tens of thousands of people showed up. The story from CNN, activists gather for another March on Washington. And again, it's the same thing. Oh, black people are all victims. It's worse now for black people than it's ever been. Trump's a racist. All, you know, the same bull crap. I would really like to know. I mean, name one country where it's better for a black person to live than America. And again, it's not about black. I mean, name one place where it's better for a white person to live. I mean, So, the tens of thousands, though, gathered for the March on Washington. No social distancing, no masks, no complaints from CNN, no reports from Jake Tapper, no tweets from Brian Stelter, nothing at all. See, because it's okay for them, it's not okay for you. They want to make you a slave. See, here's the thing. Conservatives, American patriots, Trump supporters, whatever you want to say, they're not slaves yet. They're not political slaves yet. The Democrat voter, the liberal progressive, the liberal activist, they're already slaves. So CNN doesn't need to tell them to wear masks. CNN doesn't need to tell them to socially distance. They know they already have them under thumb. They're already their slaves. They're already their brainwashed pawns. As there's Al Sharpton, one of the biggest crooks in U.S. history up there, speaking. Get off our necks! George Floyd died from a drug overdose. George Floyd was a drug addict and a criminal. George Floyd, we saw the transcripts, was resisting arrest and asked to be put on the ground. And guess what? When they released the police tapes from the Jacob Baker shooting, you know what you're going to find out? He was directly threatening police officers. He had a knife on him, and he was going for a gun, and he resisted arrest. And by the way, his girlfriend called the cops on him because he had a B&E and was threatening them, too. A criminal. Had charges of sexual abuse to a minor. They don't care. They don't care. So it's just all a fraud. But again, the thousands of people on the streets last night, rioting and harassing people and terrorizing D.C. Oh, social distancing for them? No comment. Oh, masks for them? No comment. But oh, that peaceful, beautiful display at the RNC with Trump. They should be wearing masks. They should be social distancing. They shouldn't be allowed to have this event. You want to know what happens when the media lies to you? Story from PJ Media. Black man stabbed random white AutoZone employee in the neck after watching police shooting videos. Now, again, I went through the list, and we have the numbers.
More white people are killed by police than black people every year. More unarmed white people are killed by police than black people every year. The media never covers it. And so when you're a brainwashed leftist moron and you take the television as gospel, and they intentionally show George Floyd for 500 hours, they intentionally show Jacob Blake for 500 hours to get you hopped up, to get you riled up. They don't tell you the story. They hit you with that imagery. They hit you with that video. They propagandize you. And then you get hopped up and enraged, and you say, oh, I'm going to go kill Whitey. And then they do it. You know, if we lived in a just land, anyone from CNN or MSNBC or the Democrat Party or anywhere at all, Hollywood, whatever you want to say, who has been involved in agitating and inciting this violence would be in jail. Now, see, we don't live in a authoritarian regime. If we did, that would be the case. You would never hear or see Brian Stelter again. You'd never see or hear Nancy Pelosi again. You'd never see or hear Jake Tapper or Don Lemon again. You'd never see or hear Al Sharpton. You'd never see or hear from any of these people. And quite frankly, we'd be 100,000 times better off. If you got rid of all the leftists in this country, all the brainwashed liberals, I don't like saying all liberals because I have friends that are liberals. They're good people. They don't have hate in their heart. But when you talk about the brainwashing leftists on TV and in the Democrat Party, if you got rid of all of them, do you realize how great this country would be? And I'm not even kidding. I got emotional last night because, and this happens to me all the time, when you realize how much these people have stopped humanity from actually progressing, when you realize how much these people have actually stopped us from coming together and building a better future, when you realize how sick and evil and twisted it really is, it breaks your heart. I mean, folks, we would already be on Mars. We'd already be whatever, conquering Mount Everest. I mean, literally, we could do anything. We could do anything if we could come together. But some people are just evil. Some people just want to watch the world burn. Some people are just filled with hate. Some people have given their lives to Satan. But let me tell you, the day is coming and people are going to make the choice. You side with the evil Satanists on CNN and MSNBC and the Democrat Party, or you side with yourself and your own future and your own freedom.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Comes from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Joe, on our line for Democrats. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Ha! Now that was obviously a parody video put out by Trump's official campaign this morning. That's hilarious. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to show you unequivocally that the Democrat Party is dead in the water. Trump is set to win in a landslide. Democrats are leaving the Democrat Party in a landswell, and they're about to vote Trump. But don't take my word for it. Here's a compilation of the Washington Journal on C-SPAN lately, the Democrat phone line. Listen to how that's been.
But do you still consider yourself a Democrat?
I will be changing that.
I'm a lifelong Democrat. My family comes from the Kennedy Democrats, and I will be voting for Trump this election.
Norma, did you watch the Democrats last week?
No, I did not. I couldn't be bothered watching them. I want to tell you also that we're from Massachusetts, and we were lifelong, and my parents were Democrats, but we're not anymore. We're Republicans.
America, to me, is freedom of speech is the biggest one that the Democrats have just lost me on. They've been attacking it. They keep preaching that they're the party of love and tolerance, but you got to read the fine print. That's only if you believe as they do. You know, and that's not the way we are in this country. If I hate every word coming out of your mouth, I'm going to fight right next to you to make sure you get to say it. That's what America's about, and they just don't get it.
America needs to stay as America. I'm very upset with everything that's going on in this country, and I've been a registered Democrat for many years, and this is, I'm done. I'm ready. I need a change.
I've been in the Democratic Party for a long time and see the way that the direction of the country is headed. I want America to stay a place that is free, that is pro-business, that is less regulation, that stands for freedom, that stands for defense of our nation. And I see it going a different way with the Joe Biden potential.
God bless Donald Trump. I used to be a Democrat until
I didn't vote for Donald Trump in 2016, but after they attacked him so brutally, I said, they're not even giving him a chance. And he's fighting for America every day. I've switched completely. I am now Republican, voting Republican all the way. No more Democrat for me.
Helen, who did you vote for in 2016?
Well, I didn't vote for Trump, but I am now, most definitely. I've been a New Yorker for over 20 years, and I am so tired of the crime here. I am tired of what's going on here. I think this whole speech tonight with everyone was just right on point. I'm just tired of being tired, and I think everybody in the United States feels the same way that I feel. We are tired of feeling tired.
Jennifer, who did you support in 2016?
In 2016, I supported Hillary Clinton.
And over the last 4 years, your views have changed?
My views have changed. I'm a single mom. I have a daughter in New York. She's 12 years old. She's going to be 13. Candidly, I was a Hillary voter. And so for me, I bought into a lot of stereotypes about him. But I can't deny the ability that, or the results that they've had with the economy. And candidly, security is an issue I care very much about. And I don't feel safer, with all the lawlessness going on.
It's really got
the riots that's going on, what's happening in California and all these countries. I mean, all these states and cities. It's just, is that what we really want? I don't think so. It's amazing how the Democratic Party has changed, and the Republican Party and Donald Trump is the one who's going to take this country and make it better, like he said. And I'm just so impressed.
I mean, leaning towards Trump is school choice. I do think there's a lot of the Democrats talk about structural racism, but I really don't think they're addressing it. I don't really recognize my party anymore, and that has really upset me as a lifelong Democrat. And I my principles as a traditional Democrat seem to lean towards Trump, which is ironic. But my heart just tells me that
I'm living in the suburbs of Chicago, and I'm extremely disturbed at what's going on in the city. I feel like the city is totally lost, along with the state. It's very disappointing. And I really have no idea who even votes for Democrats anymore. I think they're just a huge disappointment.
I come from a long line of Democrats, but I have to say I switched parties because I'm so impressed with what our president did. And tonight's, the whole RNC was wonderful. I think Democrats really have to take a look at what has happened to them, how they switched their focus, how they don't stand up for what the American people really stand for. And Melania and everyone who spoke tonight were just excellent. They spoke what the real true Americans are.
Yes, I was originally a Democrat back in my teens when I registered. I am now going to be voting for Donald Trump. These past 2 days has given us hope in such perilous times. I am so happy to be voting for Trump. I am so happy that people are waking up to the leftist agenda and what they're truly about. This is about liberty. This is about freedom and taking our country back.
The way that this Democrat Party has gone to the extreme left has completely, it's appalling. I am not that. And I will vote for Mr. Trump because I do not want the police defunded. I do not stand for those post office lies that the Democrats are spreading, because none of what they accuse this person from the post office is true. And also, why are we getting, everybody is going to vote by mail. Why? I have an ID. I am not stupid. I'm an immigrant. I am able to provide an ID. Everybody should be able. If I was going to the store, I wear a mask, I can go shopping, then I can go vote.
So, Laura, you're calling on the Democrats' line, but you didn't have anything good to say about them.
No, not at all. Not at all. Like I told this lady who answered the phone, I was a Democrat. I'm not longer a Democrat. They are communists. They're socialists. And that is not what this country is. I love the United States. I am an immigrant. I left my country because socialism destroyed my parents' business. And I will not stand for that. And I'm telling you this, if my life has to be put in the middle and, you know, given up for it, I will.
I'm a Democrat, and our convention last week is no comparison to what I've seen in just the last two nights.
What do you mean?
I'm from Minnesota, where all these riots and looting and the burning started. And, I mean, not a mention about us last week, about saving our communities, helping our homeless, rebuilding our businesses. And this convention, just in the last two nights, has awakened me that there is hope, that there are people that are willing to fight for us people in our communities.
Barb, are you in the Twin Cities area or outside?
In the Twin Cities.
And
right outside the Twin Cities.
Has some of the protests, have they frightened you?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. They've been, you know, 7 miles away with a new John Johnson of our party going into a neighborhood with 200 of Black Lives Matter supporters and terrorizing innocent neighbors in a community. It is scary.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Again, those are just C-SPAN callers from the last, this week, really, on the Democrat line. So neutral or centrist Americans are all leaning, voting Trump. Democrats that aren't radical leftists are all leaning and voting Trump. Black people that are sick of being pandered falsely by the Democrat Party are voting Trump. Immigrants are all voting Trump. It's over. The Democrat Party's dead. It's dead on arrival. Biden may literally be dead on arrival. It's game over. So that's good news. The bad news is these are criminal people running the Democrat Party, criminal people in the Democrat Party. They're not going to give up without a fight, folks. So the Democrat riots on the streets, the Democrat terrorism on the streets is just the beginning. Who knows what they're going to do next? Because they know Biden is down and Trump is set for a landslide.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.